We're going to talk to former Blue Jays manager and two-time World Series champ, Cito Gaston, who's stepping in with us, who knows Joe really well. That was, I will say, Ashley, that was something in 89. Kansas City and Oakland had a great pennant race. The Jays were trying to hold off a Baltimore team that nobody thought was any good, and Kansas City and Oakland had a great race down to the wire. A lot of people were everybody knew the A's were coming, but we didn't know that they were going to win so many in a row. That was sort of the last shot for that Kansas City team until they won in 2015. So there, yeah, there's a little history.
I was three.
So nice.
So, you know, you read some stories and stuff, but it's never the same as actually being able to witness it.
Well, I mentioned that. Cito Gaston joins us. Thank you for doing this for us. It's great to see you, and you look amazing.
Thank you.
I mentioned that in 1989, the wild card, the lack of it, Cito, that changed everything. I mean, 87, don't need to remind Jays fans, maybe the second best team in baseball going head-to-head with the Tigers.
That's true.
And Brett's Kansas City team in 89 was like that, but Oakland was, I think they won those three divisions in a row in the AL West, and it didn't matter. You could win 95 games and be second, and it didn't matter. You couldn't get to the playoffs.
That's true. And actually, 87, first time we went into Detroit, we were two games behind.
Yep.
And we played four games, we split, and we never got close to them again. They were just one of those teams that year that you look up the scoreboard, and it was six runs in the first inning. They were doing this every night, so we finally we couldn't catch up with them that year. But.
Well, and I was 87. I remember asking Jesse Barfield about this, a couple other guys as well. Look, you lost Ernie Witt's injury. You're famous on the Madlock Fernandez play. You lost him, but they do say with George, and George has even acknowledged this. He's like, George Bell will tell you, I was thinking MVP. I was trying to do the best for the team. But George will say, I got in my own head those last two or three weeks. It was the worst time for a slump, but he was your horse, man. He could do everything for you guys offensively, and the last 2 weeks were such a struggle for him. And you know hitting, when you get in that, the best hitters get in that funk for 2 weeks and can't get anything done.
Well, yes, and he probably putting a lot of pressure on himself to do well. And, of course, as you said, we lost Ernie, we lost Tony. That was a big loss for us, even though we still had some close games, but close only counts in horseshoes and hanger lanes. So we couldn't get over the hump that year, but we came close.
Lots of winning after that.
A lot of wins after that, right?
Yeah, no participation ribbons.
No,
we don't do that here. Do you like the fact that there's a wild card and that there's more opportunity for teams that do have some star-studded lineups or could really go far in the postseason and make their mark, get the opportunity to shine in those moments with the wild card games and the playing games and things like that?
I do like them because I think it keeps fans interested down, you know, the last part of the season. Mm-hmm. And kids are going back to school in September, and they're not at the game as much if you're a losing team or you're not in the pennant race or something like that, or a wild card race. So I think it's great for baseball, and I hope they continue. I think they're going to try to maybe expand it a little bit even more.
And this is hard now, even in the AL. It's strange. Like, it's not like it won't be fun in the playoffs. Yankees, Red Sox, we haven't seen since 04. Astros are super fun to watch. But it I don't think we've ever seen this, Cito, where we're in mid-June, and we feel like we know who the five playoff teams are. Like, that's what it looks like. Unless the Angels could catch the Mariners, it looks like we know who the five teams are.
That's true. You got that right, because you're looking at Yankees or Boston as a wild card. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And, of course, you look at Cleveland as probably winning the Central, and then you go out to the West Coast, and you're right. Seattle's playing well.
So you guys were known for adding players. You were always in on buying, similar to what the Jays did with Price and Tulowitzki in 15. So when you get Ricky Henderson's, Candy Maldonado's, even there were years, Tom Candiotti, I look and I go, did you have a lot of contact with Pat, or would Pat say, this is how it's going to lay out? Did you like giving input, or you're like, I'm good managing my club. You tell me who's coming into the clubhouse, and I'm thrilled with it. Like, a lot of managers like to have a little bit of veto power, perhaps, to say, I've heard great things about that guy, or I've heard mixed things about that guy.
Well, you know, I always say about Pat, Pat has a meeting to have a meeting to have a meeting.
It could have been a phone call or an email. Yeah.
So, you know, I think the only time he surprised me with a guy was David Cohn. And it's funny, I was thinking about David probably 2 weeks before we got him, and I was thinking we need another starter here. And David's really doing nothing over in New York. They're not going anywhere. I'd love to have him on my team. And 2 weeks later, I had him on my team. But, you know, they do talk to you about trades and things like that, but they make the final decision on that.
What do you feel about the in-division stuff? Because we were talking about J-Hap and the Jays. The Jays are obviously looking like sellers at this point.
Right.
And one of the teams that was interested, the Yankees potentially. And some people are like, no, don't send him to the Yankees. But Greg's point was, well, it doesn't make a difference because he's not going to be beating down the Jays in the postseason.
You got to make
but
the best deal for
him. Is there still that rivalry there where you're not trying to help them maybe get better and then potentially win a World Series?
Well, you know, I believe he's a free agent after this year. So you need to get some for him. And I hate to see him go, and I hate to see him go the first time he left because, you know, he got hit in the face down in Tampa, and he came back and did okay, but I could see his velocity getting better and his control getting better. And as you can see now, he's the best pitcher on the team. And, of course, yeah, I think if they decide to start, I think a lot of teams would like to have him. I'm not so sure if the team they played yesterday would like to have him, too, as the Braves.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not really helping them, you're helping yourself, unless he wants to come back. Then again, he might come back and sign here anyway. So you get some players and you get him back too, or you get some players, you don't get him back.
Two-time World Series champ, so much winning, and a Toronto sports legend for sure. We can't thank you enough for doing this. Have a great round today with your guys.
My pleasure.